You are joined on the show this morning by Trevor Oosterweg, who is a communications manager, Statistics South Africa, who joins us to talk to the fact that next month, Statistics South Africa will be conducting a population census. This will mark the fourth population count since 1994, and the Census 22 will be the first digital population count. Sounds very interesting. But if you don't want to be counted, there could be consequences, or there will be consequences. Trevor, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us. But you talk of three methods that will be used to collect the census data. Let's talk on why collecting this information is crucial. Why do we have a census?
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to the listeners. Well, I guess the most flippant answer, which is not the most important one, is that it's always been a part of human history. It dates back even to the Bible's time, you would remember. Census has always been a natural part for societies and nations and groups of people to know how many of them are there, what are the demographic breakups, how many women, how many men, children of what age group. And if you look at that kind of information, you can immediately recognize, but it's important for us to know this. In your own household, just decisions of buying, you need to know certain things so that you can have a good household. So in the country, that is the same. We need to know how many children we're going to have, of what age, and if we know about the younger people, then in 5 years or 10 years' time, we know they need to go to schools, and what numbers are they going to go to schools, and do we have sufficient schools for them? If you're a business person, you would know, we would want to establish where are the best, say, average incomes, education levels that will be well suited for your business so that you can develop your business plans and run a successful business. So in a sense, by using those little anecdotal examples, that is the way I would explain why this is important. It's not new. It's very important for planning and understanding what is going on and know where South Africans are. And thirdly, I would just say that even in this, at this moment in time, what is significant is that every world citizen, all 7 billion of us, except the 50-odd in South Africa, who are now going to be counted, had almost been counted in what is called the 2020 census around. So everybody does it in the world, every country.
I think I still remember the first one where we had people wearing yellow T-shirts and caps coming into homes, ticking who's who, who's doing what. Is this what we need to expect this year? But from what I hear, you guys are going digital this year.
I guess it's part of the COVID challenge, of course, but there's also, I think, a general forward movement. One of the big problems of the one you are referring to, 2011, was people were fearful of letting other people into the house. So we address this in two kind of ways. One is for those people who had that problem, we have a self-enumeration facility. So in the end, you can enumerate yourself. You don't have to have any stats as a person coming into your house. But for that to happen, you need to, at this point in time, go register. It's on the stats as a website. If you Google get counted, you will find that it's quite a few steps easy to do. Once you are registered, then we have it's a management system. You can count yourself. For those people who might find it more difficult to work through the questionnaire, we would have people available on our call center, and they will call you and help you to complete the questionnaire. And then thirdly, for those people who want help on the questionnaire, we've got a call-free number, which is 0800-110-248. And lastly, when you need, for those who don't have that, those kind of facilities, we have enumerators. There's about 120,000 of them that can go door to door. And they are, in terms of ensuring, one, for us, the confidentiality of your information is extremely important. This is our fourth census that we do. And the one thing that StatsSA has been consistent is that your information will never be made public to anyone. Anyone, whether any government department, anyone. Whether you want to know if the right person is at your door and not some shyster or somebody that's trying, we've got on our StatsSA website a page called Field Staff page, and there you can put in the identity number, and you will see that it is the right person.
If you've just joined the conversation, it is 5 minutes before we get to 10 o'clock. Next month, Stats South Africa will be conducting a population census. This will mark the fourth such since 1994. Now, the census this year, according to Trevor Orsevek, is going to be a digital one. Well, you will have the option for digital, but there will also be people coming in. As he said, if you want to ensure that the persons at your door are registered and they're legit, there's ways you can go around that checking. Perhaps you have some worries, perhaps you have one or two questions. 072-5671-567. That is the WhatsApp line. Talking about the WhatsApp line, and I read this, Trevor, because you've just alluded to it. SMS coming in from a listener says, does the Census Act not conflict with the Poppy Act? Because you are asking for, or saying they are asking for sensitive information.
Well, I'm glad that question came up. We have been engaging the people around the Poppy Act, the relevant authorities, and we have gotten clearance. We will publish that about that in this coming week. The answer is no, it doesn't, because we only use the information for the purpose that we're asking it, and therefore there's no clash with the Poppy Act. The information that we collect is for aggregation purposes and made available in aggregated form, and so it's not identifiable by individual, etc. And so we've checked that out. We are very clear on that, that we are not contradicting or we're not falling foul of the Poppy Act at all.
Thank you so very much for that answer. Bringing back to our conversation, Trevor, I am a South African. I know that there's a census that's going to be happening, but I just don't feel like it. I don't want to get involved in this. Can I say no? If I do say no, what can I expect?
I'd prefer you not to say no, and I've tried to persuade you not to say no. and we can engage in that conversation. But if you're going to insist, I mean, I'm making that point only because I want to say that we don't want to engage in legal action against any South African for that matter. And I guess if you understand that if a child is of school-going age and you refuse, then there's a law that says that there are consequences. And so on the one hand, the statistician general would not want to go that route, but should he be, there's a law, it's incumbent on him to then act only in those extreme circumstances. And then there's a fine and or a prison sentence. It's in the Statistics Act. People can check it out.
All right. Trevor, I have to say goodbye to you. Your parting words very quickly to the listeners.
Please go and register this week. Look at our website. If you want to download the question or you want help, please do. That's the most important thing right now. Thank you very much.
Trevor Oosterweg, who is the spokesperson of Statistics South Africa, sharing his words with you.